Here, call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today, this Thursday, July 2nd, basically wrapping up all of the legislative activity that's going on down in Lansing, even though 1 o'clock and 1:15 this afternoon, they're going to have conferees from both the state reps and the state senators discussing the final budget bills. Question is whether or not they're going to be able to get them to the House floor, Senate floor for votes later today before they pack it up to head home for the summer recess. That will be the question. Also, one of the other things that we're looking at is the process that a lot of these campaigns are looking at heading into the upcoming primary election. One of the things that we're looking at is the U.S. Senate race. And this is very, very interesting. Former U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow, a Lansing Democrat, is condemning the National Republicans for trying to get folks favoring the farthest most left, quote-unquote, Democratic Socialists to turn out in the August primary for progressive U.S. Senate candidate Abdul El-Sayed. Stabenow said, "I'm concerned that recently we've seen the Republican National Committee weigh in, doing ads meant to lift up Abdul El-Sayed. They pretend to attack him. But the message really is a message that lifts him up. They're aiming at it. They're aiming these ads at those who want the most strident candidate. People like Bernie Sanders, who want someone who is the most left in the Democratic Party, labeling him as a Democratic Socialist." Stabenow, former U.S. Senator, has publicly endorsed Haley Stevens, Congresswoman Democrat from Birmingham, for this open Gary Peters U.S. Senate seat. Well, last week, the National Republican Senatorial Committee launched a video campaign targeting El-Sayed for wanting to abolish ICE immigration enforcement, campaigning with anti-Israel activists and championing socialist tax hikes on the very wealthy. Republicans' heightened attention on El-Sayed has created a question for political pundits. Do Republicans really view El-Sayed as the weakest candidate to go up against Republican Mike Rogers in the fall? Or do they view him as the Democrats' likely nomination winner and want to get a head start toward November's election? Rogers, former FBI agent who chaired the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence back in the 2010s, lost to U.S. Senator Elisa Slotkin by only 0.3 percentage point. While President Donald Trump won the Michigan election in 2024. After U.S. Senator Gary Peters announced he would not be seeking re-election for the seat last year, Rogers seemingly glided into becoming the unchallenged candidate for the Republicans' nomination. Even the campaign infrastructure he built back in 2024, just 2 years ago, has stayed intact and was ready to be deployed again. Stabenow, who left the U.S. Senate after 2024, was Michigan's second longest tenured U.S. senator. She served 4 6-year terms. And she truly suspects that the Republicans want Rogers to go against El Sayed in November. Kind of interesting. She went on to say, I remember when my friend Senator Claire McCaskill in Missouri years ago did the very same thing. She was running for re-election. There were a few people in the Republican primary that it was the most extreme person that she wanted to run against because she knew she could beat them. I think she was the first one to do this. And the ads that looked like they were attack ads against him, but saying he was the most conservative and the most extreme, which was the main voting base of the people voting in that primary. Well, now Stabenow says she sees the same thing happening again here in Michigan. So, kind of an interesting perspective from former U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow. One of the other stories that are taking somewhat similar direction in this race, Haley Stevens, the candidate that Debbie Stabenow has endorsed, is circulating a June 26 report by the Detroit Free Press. Story that claims while directing Wayne County's health department, El Sayed cleared $700 million in media debt. Well, El Sayed's campaign is saying that those claims are not true. Additionally, State Senator Mallory McMorrow, the third candidate, she described herself as a candidate representing people who don't fit neatly into a box, and that her experience as the state Senate Majority Whip has given her experience in bringing her caucus most progressive, moderate, and even conservative-style Democrats all together. We don't have to settle for somebody who has either never won an election before, like El Sayed, or never trusted in the field before, or the kind of business as usual Washington, D.C. politician in Haley Stevens. I'm someone that has won elections and has had to lead at the state level. Haley Stevens is a go along, get along. Well, kind of interesting, because Stevens' role in developing the Biden-era infrastructure package continues to fund orange barrels and construction projects, as well as her efforts in helping to reduce the cost of insulin, claiming she challenged pharmaceutical companies and is even tackling the climate crisis. There were a lot of things that we did back in the day that were good, said Stabenow. We've got to keep it going. We are not where we need to be on health care. We need universal health care. And I would argue that in every area where we need to keep pushing forward for change, Haley Stevens is the most experienced and has the capacity to actually work with other people and get it done. So Debbie Stabenow trying to influence the upcoming Democratic primary election. Real short story we're going to squeeze in real quick. Director of Education Advocates of West Michigan, as the budget has not been passed yet, even after the July 1st deadline, a shift toward weighted student funding, saying they want to wait a couple of days to see what this policy actually brings across the finish line. It's been more than three decades since Michigan voters approved Proposal A. That was a constitutional amendment that reduced schools' reliance on local property taxes that raised our state sales tax. It established a statewide per pupil funding system that guarantees a base amount for each student. Well, now the House Republicans are looking at weighted student funding. Poverty students getting an increase to 75%, including those who are not proficient in the English language and or students that have disabilities. Those students would be increased by 50%. Proposal A helped eliminate wide funding disparities between school districts. But according to Dan Beam, the executive director, says we need to look at the next steps, recognizing that perhaps an equal base funding does not necessarily account for different resources students need to succeed. Low-income students and those not proficient in English and or disabilities may need extra help. We're standing by to offer our opinions and wait to see what the final school aid budget fund will be. So that's it. 1:15, 1 o'clock today, we'll find out if in fact the conferees can come to a final budget, school aid, and the general fund. We'll be monitoring the news all day tonight, tomorrow morning, and we'll talk about it on tomorrow's show. Final segment of hour number three, today's show. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Get ready, Michigan. Saturday, July 25th, Rock Michigan Red comes to Liberty Mountain, USA in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. Don't miss the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, live on the mountain for a night of music, energy, and Michigan pride. Bring your friends, bring your family, and be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain, USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, this Thursday. Again, I want to remind you, you can still get your tickets for this Saturday, 4th of July evening concert. LibertyMountainUSA.com is the website. Mark Farner's American Band is going to be there. You all know him, of course. Former Grand Funk Railroad songwriter, lead guitar, vocalist. His band will be there. Dave Mead band will be there. Camping sites are available for Friday night. You want to stay after the concert. It gets late. You can stay there Saturday night, head home Sunday morning. Absolutely, absolutely fantastic event this Saturday, kicking off summer here in Northern Michigan. About an hour south of Traverse City, right off of M-115 in Farwell, Michigan, Clare County. The largest, I believe, in the state of Michigan for sure, outdoor concert venue. You need to come and see it. This thing is unbelievable. You need to come and see it. Now, one of the things that we are going to be doing this Saturday, 4th of July, not only kicking off summer, but kicking off the very first major concert at Liberty Mountain, USA. We'd love for you guys to come see this venue and be a part of it. Ticket prices start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Bring the family down after your barbecue. Come down for a great concert, outdoor venue. You need to come and see this place. Then, just 3 weeks later, July 25th, Ted Nugent is coming to Liberty Mountain, USA. He's actually doing a fundraiser for the Michigan Republican Party, Rock Michigan Red. All the gubernatorial candidates will be there. It's going to be a huge event Saturday, July 25th as well. So come this Saturday, check the place out. Bring your tent, bring your camper, bring your travel trailer, whatever. Check it out. See what you think. Maybe think about coming back on July 25th as well. Now, one of the things that I think that we are going to be seeing this legislative session wrap up again, because of the upcoming August 4th primary election. A lot of policy issues are going to be voted on. A lot of things are going to be discussed. And actually, we'll tee up what is going to be said heading into the November election. So it's going to be very important for us to follow what they're doing, what they're voting on, Republicans, what they support, what the Democrats support, and what we think may end up being the campaign ads heading into November. Folks, this election season is huge. And that's why we're looking forward to a little break this weekend, partying down there at Liberty Mountain, July 25th, another concert right before the August 4th primary. Then it's game on. Can the Republicans beat the Democrats? Can we do basically what historically we've done for decades? 8 years Republican governor, 8 years Democrat. 8 years Republican, 8 years Democrat. Well, historically, if it's true and it comes to play, it comes to fruition, Michigan is due for a Republican governor. Question is going to be whether or not Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, who oversees and administers the election, if something's going to happen to make her prevail in November. We shall see. It's going to be very, very interesting. One of the other things that we're looking at is we're good. One of the things that I think is also going to be interesting is how the Democrat Party comes together with their U.S. Senate candidate. If they, in fact, get out the vote and Abdul El-Sayed ends up being the Senate candidate, how will that affect Jocelyn Benson's governor race? They're both going to be on the Democrat ballot in November. Will they run together or will they run separately? That's going to be an interesting dynamic going on as well. Well, also, we got a movie night. The 8:15 movie is still available. There's some seats, free seats available. If you want to come and see The Flood, The End of Mankind, Kevin Sorbo is Noah, and it's a great film regarding the flood that ended mankind. Interesting. Text me flood, I'll send you the link. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a terrific Thursday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell.